I'm here at St. Martin's Church with Reverend Esther. Good morning, a happy Easter.
Thank you, John, and to you and all the listeners as well. It's a lovely day and a good time to be celebrating, you know, with all the blossoms that have just come out. I've got a lovely pink and blue, and it's not blue, pink and white blossom just by the entrance to the church. So I know spring has really come. It's great.
So a message for those out in Basildon today. It's Easter Sunday. What would you like to say to people out and about?
I think a message of hope, really. It's a time of new beginnings. So whatever people are going through, you know, have hope that it's not going to last forever and that you're not alone in it. I think that's really important, because often we think that we're the only one going through something. And I'm sure that there's opportunity for us to share our experience with others and find that actually we're not alone. And the message of the Christian festival at this time of the year talks about God coming among us and sharing all the mess that we're going through, the sufferings, the uncertainties of our world at the moment, and saying that that's not the end, that there's a new beginning, there's a new opportunity to start again, which is him coming back to life again, showing us that that's possible. So we're not alone, we're with one another, supporting one another, but also we've got his strength, God's strength within us, whatever we're facing.
Mm-hmm. And over the last week, of course, you know, it's been Holy Week. It was a very busy week in Jesus's life.
Yes.
So the kind of the week summarized for those who may not be as familiar. Mm-hmm. What did Jesus go through in this week?
Yeah, so we started with Palm Sunday, with the palm branches being waved and people acknowledging him, Hosanna to the Son of David. But he was coming in on a very peaceful animal. It wasn't the great war horse and the great deliverer for the that the Romans were, that the Jews were wanting deliverance from the Romans. So he came very different to what they were expecting. Peacefully, the children were there, the coats were there, the palm branches. Then starts all this week of suffering, his final week, which takes up so much space in the Gospels, actually, more about half of the Gospels, where he has his trial, where he's unjustly accused, spat upon, mocked, changed with this awful crown of thorns pressing down on his face, like a puppet king, really, dressed in purple. And people, you know, can't you save yourself? There's all this jeering going on. His disciples deserted him. There was only his mother there and the John, the disciple, at the cross when Jesus eventually manages to carry this. It was a cross beam. It was just the bit, the horizontal bit that he carried. I didn't realise this. I thought it was the full cross, but 5 foot length of wood he carried up that Via Dolorosa. I've been there. It's a very busy marketplace in Jerusalem, with people calling out, getting on with their business. He falls so many times, he gets to the cross, and he's looking after his mother at the cross, thinking of her, thinking of the other thieves, criminals beside him, ignoring the crowds, just getting on with it, with an inner strength that I don't know where he would have got that from, apart from knowing that he was doing God's will and choosing that path of suffering. So he 3 days later, then he is put in a tomb, he is in the cool, he comes back to life again. The women go to the tomb, his disciples, he's not there, and he's gone ahead of them. I said I would go ahead and you follow me to Galilee. And they find that he has come back to them, helping them to have a breakfast of fish, coming to them when they were huddled, frightened in the upper room. He's alive again. That's the message of Easter. It's wonderful.
And the service today, what time is it?
It's 10:30, and we have activities for children. They have a lovely Easter egg hunt and a communion service. It'll be an hour's service. And sometimes people come in their Easter bonnets as well.
Oh, lovely. And that's at St. Martin's Church in Basildon Town Centre.
Of course, will be ringing from the bell tower. We have a quiet week of Holy Week. No bells, lots of maintenance work going on by the bell ringers in the bell tower.
But it's all back today for
back
Easter Sunday.
A really good peal of bells, you know, to remind us that it's a joyful time and that there's welcome for all at St. Martin's and many other churches too.
Reverend Esther, thank you so much for joining me, and best of luck with the service today.